What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So I want to talk about something a little different for the Daily Nerd Devo. I want to talk about wrestling. Professional wrestling to start. I grew up in the 90s. We're in the late 80s, but I grew up in the 90s. One of my favorite wrestlers is Sting. Love Sting. I've loved Sting since I was a little kid. Diamond Dallas Page. More recent ones, Dolph Ziggler, AJ Styles. But something I find interesting is that a lot of professional wrestlers, at least a fair number of them, are actually classically trained collegiate, like Greco-Roman wrestlers. Guys like Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, Charlie Haas, and Shelton Benjamin. So I bring up Greco-Roman, Olympic, you know, college, high school style wrestling because I heard a story recently from the perspective of a parent of a high school wrestler. Their son was up a weight class from where he normally wrestles and was paired against a state champion. This is gonna roughly sound like the end of a Disney movie, but just go with it. There's less than a minute left in the match, and the young man is down by 2 points. That's a lot in this style of wrestling, from what I know of it. He's on the ground, he's not in good position, and his coach says something specific to him. The coach tells him to give himself a chance. Fast forward a little, he ends up in a better position at some points, works some things out, and he ends up winning his match 3-2. But it's what the coach said, and it's what the parent said that went along with it, that really stood out to me. Give yourself a chance. That hits me kind of hard. Sometimes we give up on something before we've actually lost. We decide we've lost, we decide we can't make what we have work, so we just give up. I do it all the time when I play video games. I can't beat this level. If I tried, I might be able to. I give up. I don't give myself a chance to actually see what could happen. What can happen. God never gives up on us. God always, more times than we deserve, and he knows that, gives us a chance. He never stops forgiving. He never stops working on, with, or for us. So don't stop. Give yourself a chance. Put your own hand clap emojis between each syllable there. Give yourself a chance. I do that, jokes aside, because it's a statement that requires emphasis. And it's something we don't often do. We give up. We don't give up on other people. But we give up on ourselves really easily. I know I do sometimes. Do not give up on yourself. Give yourself a chance with God to succeed. Give yourself a chance with God to be forgiven. Yourself a chance with God's help in how you interact and witness to other people or your relationships with them. Give yourself a chance, guys. Please. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, to paraphrase both VeggieTales and AJ Styles, God made you phenomenal, and he loves you very much.